Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's no secret the MBTA is in trouble. Over the past few months, transportation officials have been holding a series of public hearings to figure out how to close the agency's $160 million budget gap. In a few minutes, we'll hear from the State Transportation Secretary Richard Davey about the hearings and the possible solutions to the T's financial problems. But first, WBUR's Fred Tice took a ride with Davey recently on the Silver Line to find out how the T got into this mess.
It's a late Friday afternoon, and Secretary Davey and I are riding on the underground bus from South Station to Logan Airport. It's one of the popular services the T has added in the last 10 years.
By the way, for your listeners, you can note how crowded this bus is right now going to the airport. It's pretty full.
In just 1 year, from 2010 to 2011, the number of people who take the Silver Line to Logan jumped by 60%. In recent years, the T has also added commuter rail service to Worcester and Fitchburg.
We added 18 months ago 3-car trains, the Green Line, for example. You know, a very modest increase in service, but one our customers were asking for.
There are also new crosstown buses. But with the new services come increasing costs. And now it's gotten to the point where even if someone paid off the entire $160 million deficit, the T would still be in trouble. That's because with interest payments, the T's debt grows every year. Next year, it'll cost an extra $40 million. The year after that, another $100 million. And the year after that, another $170 million. Davey explains that the biggest budget problem, in fact, almost the entire problem that the T faces, is its massive debt.
So this year alone, the MBTA will pay, we estimate, about $125 million in debt service for these big dig transit commitments. So, which is, you know, fairly close to the operating deficit that we have.
But Davey wants to clear something up about the T and the big dig.
I think there is a misconception that the T paid for, you know, tunnels or roads or ramps. It didn't. It absolutely did not.
What he does say is that to get approval for the big dig, the state had to agree to build several big transit projects. They include the Greenbush commuter line to the South Shore, the extension of the Green Line beyond Leachmere, and the Silver Line tunnel from South Station to South Boston. The other problem is that the T charges relatively little for its fares. Of the 24 transit services in the country with rail service, the T is one of just two that have not raised fares in the last 5 years.
Our subway system is one of the lowest fares in Maryland. And ironically, even if we move our monthly pass, which is $59 today, to $70 or $80, which is two of our proposals, it'll still be one of the lowest monthly fares if you compare us to New York, Washington, Chicago, Atlanta, L.A.
What makes this budget crisis especially frustrating for Davey is that it comes just as people are showing that they need the T more than ever because more people are finding work, but at the same time, gas prices are soaring.
You're talking about a service that had the highest ridership in modern history last year. We moved almost 380 million people last year, and that was a record for the MBTA.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.